Well, happy Passion Sunday. It is the fifth Sunday of Lent, and this is when things ramp up. And in particular, it is the day of the year traditionally in which Catholics cover all images, usually with violet or purple fabric, as you can see here in this very pretty picture of a traditional altar. All the statues and all the crucifixes are covered over. Why is that? Well, it has to do with the two traditional readings for Passion Sunday. The first one is from St. Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, and the second one is from the Gospel of St. John in chapter 8. I'm going to read both of them, and what you're going to see is both the Epistle and the Gospel reference Christ being hidden or going beyond the veil. So the theme in the readings for the Passion Sunday is Christ entering into the veil, entering into hiddenness. In Hebrews, it talks about how the high priest went into the temple and the Holy of Holies was barricaded, marked off with a veil. And the priest would go through there. Tradition says he'd have a cord tied around his ankle in case he died so they could pull his dead body out. He would go past the veil, and he would sprinkle blood on the Ark of the Covenant to make atonement, propitiation for the people of Israel. That's what we read in Hebrews. And then in John's Gospel, we're going to read about how they tried to stone Christ, which would not be in accordance with the plan of redemption, because Christ needed to be crucified on wood. And so Christ disappears. He veils himself. So here's the reading from Hebrews showing that Christ enters into the veil. Christ, being come a high priest of the good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, neither by the blood of goats or of calves, but by his own blood, entered once into the Holy of Holies, having obtained eternal redemption. So this is why we veil our images. And today, on Passion Sunday, here at my house, we did that. I'm going to show you how we did it, and I'm going to recommend that you do the same. It's a traditional custom. So on the screen, you're going to see, basically, you can do this on the Saturday before Passion. We did it today, Passion Sunday after church. I say, okay, kids, everybody go get your statues, your icons. They go to their bedrooms. They find all the crucifixes, all the statues. Bring them to the kitchen table. And then we buy cheap purple curtains on Amazon.com. You can get them by Prime. This year we bought them and they came back very light purple, almost white. Last year we had dark purple. We actually ran out of fabric today, so we're going to get some more and finish everything tomorrow. But you can see how we do it. We found that if you use a rubber band, you cut the fabric, you put it over the statue, you put a rubber band because it's hard to tie the ribbon, and then you tie a ribbon over the rubber band. So it looks like this when you're done. So you're veiling all the images from today, Passion Sunday, for 2 weeks, and then you unveil everything on Easter. So your home becomes very solemn and you're removed of all consolations of the saints. So here's how it started going. Here's a video. There's Maggie. And we got the whole crew cutting fabric, cutting ribbons. Joy's doing the cutting so we don't. Okay, and then here's what they look like when you're finished. You put a little ribbon on the bottom. And then there's my daughter. She's working on one of them. And then they're starting to get done. Looks really nice. More of them. See, the crucifix looks really nice. You just put a rubber band and then a ribbon. And then here's our mantle of how it all looks. So it's pretty simple. It takes maybe 20 minutes, but it's a great family tradition. And it reminds us that Christ hid himself and he veiled himself. So let me read the gospel for today. This is John chapter 8. It's a little bit long, so I'm just going to read the tail end. And you'll see that Christ hides himself. He veils himself from the Jewish people. Here it goes. Christ our Lord says, "And if I shall say that I know him not, I shall be like to you a liar. But I do know him, and do keep his word. Abraham your father rejoiced that he might see my day. He saw it and was glad. The Jews therefore said to Jesus, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham? They're mocking our Lord. Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, I am. Let me pause here. I am who I am is the name of God to the Jewish people. It's what God revealed to Moses at the burning bush. So Christ here is saying, I am the God of Israel. He's making a claim of divinity. And the Jews understand it because they want to kill him. So just to repeat, Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, I am. They took up stones, therefore, to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. The gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. And St. Augustine says that our Lord Jesus Christ, by a miracle, made himself invisible. So on this fifth Sunday of Lent is Passion, and we veil all our images. Here's my little cross that I keep by my computer when I do the shows. Got it veiled. Why do we do this? Well, in the traditional Catholic liturgy, before Lent even begins, there's three Sundays called Septuagesima, Sexagesima, and Quinquagesima. And those are, they're violet, they're purple. We don't say the Gloria. And it's sort of, hey, Lent's coming up. Then we hit Ash Wednesday. It's Lent. It's for real. And then as we get into the last 2 weeks, we ramp up again. So it's like we're going up a mountain. The last 2 weeks are called Passiontide, as early as Tertullian. So we're talking really early, pre-Constantine. He says that the Christians, the 2 weeks before Pascha, before resurrection, they fast even more. 2 weeks. So that's what we're doing now. We're 2 weeks out. And then you get into Holy Week, you go ramp up some more, and then you get to Good Friday and you ramp up even more. And then you come in to Easter. So Passion is the two-week ramp-up. Sadly, the Novus Ordo, if you attend the Novus Ordo, Passion Sunday has been abolished. It's gone. Annibale Bonini took Passion Sunday, the fifth Sunday, and he basically collapsed it into Palm Sunday, which was a terrible mistake. If you attend the traditional Latin Mass, today is Passion Sunday, next week is Palm Sunday, and the week after that is Easter, Pascha Sunday. And if you're in a traditional church, like we were this morning, you'll see every single crucifix and statue in the church is veiled and covered over. And it's traditional also to do the same in your home. So I encourage you, get some fabric. Ideally, it's violet or black, but whatever you have is fine. And if you have a crucifix, you can cover the crucifixes. And you'll notice on Good Friday, there's a ceremony in the traditional liturgy where the crucifix is veiled. And they unveil one arm and then the other arm. And they slowly unveil the image of Christ and then we kiss it. So we're really going through 2 weeks of desolation in which the image of Christ and all of his friends, Our Lady, the saints, are in a way taken away. And we enter into this time of mourning, fasting, and penance. So you can get what Joy does is she orders like a cheap purple. This is purple, but it came out almost white. Last year ours came purple. You order it, cheap curtain, and you just cut it in the pieces. You put a rubber band on it, and then tie a little ribbon. And you keep it that way for 2 weeks. And then what's really fun is, either on Easter morning or late Saturday night after the vigil, you unveil everything. And you can put flowers and make everything beautiful. And it's Christ is risen. We are redeemed. We are justified by his resurrection. We're saved. He's risen from the dead. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's manifested his power to Israel and to all the Gentiles. So happy Passion Sunday. God bless you. And may these next 2 weeks be a time of joy, penance, fasting, and joyful sorrow. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless and Godspeed.